Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivraja Vacharya Stotara Sutta Sri Srimad Jivanga Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Eskandi Viti Fanga Charja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jaya Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivraja Vacharya Stotara Sutta Sri Srimad Jivanga Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vinda Ki Jaya Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya Gaur Pradhanami Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Ki All glories to the Assembly of Devotees, all glories to the Assembly of Devotees, all glories to the Assembly of Devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today's reading is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 7, Text Number 32. Kim nas tapaschinam adoksa jarchanam. Purteshta dattam utabhuta sauhridam. Yat samparita punar eva balako. Dishtya svabannun pranayan upashtita. Kim nas tapaschina madoksa sajarchanam. Purteshta dattam uta bhuta sauhridam. Samparita punar. Yat samparita punareva balaku. Dishtya svabandhun pranayan upastita. Kim nas tapaschinam adhoksa jarchanam. Purteshta dattam uta bhuta sauhridam. Yat samparita punareva balako. Dishtya svabandhun pranayan upastita.
Kim nas tapaschinam adoksa jarchanam. Purteshta dattam uta bhuta sauhridam. Yat samparita punareva balako. Dishtya svabandhun pranayan upastita. Kim nas tapaschinam adhoksa jarchanam. Purteshta dattam uta bhuta sauhridam. Yat samparita punareva balako. Dishtya svabandhun pranayan upastita.
Atajis.
Kim nas tapaschinam adhoksa jarchanam.
Kimnastatashchenamadokshajarchanam
Purteshtadattam
utabhutasauhadam Yatsamparita punaeva balako Dishtyava bandhun tanayam upasthita Kimnastatashchinam adroksajarchanam Purteshtadattam utabhutasauhadam Yatsampareta punareva balako Dishtyasa bandhun panayam upasthita
Students?
Kimnastapaschinam madhoksajarchanam Purteshta dattam utabhuta sauhidam Yatsampareta punareva balako Dishtyasa bandhun pranayam upasthita
Word for word.
Kim.
What kind of? Naha. By us. Tapaha. Austerity. Chiranam.
Has been done for a very long time.
Adhokshaja. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Archanam.
Worshipping.
Purta.
Constructing public roads, etc.
Ishta.
Activities for public benefit.
Dattam.
Giving.
Charity.
Kutta.
Or else.
Bhuta sauhridam.
Because of love for the general public.
Yat.
By the result of which.
Samparitaha.
Even though the child was practically lost in death.
Punaha eva.
Even again because of pious activities.
Balakaha.
The child.
Dishtya.
By fortune.
Swabandhu.
All his relatives.
Panayan,
to please,
upasthitaha,
is present here.
Madan Mohan Prabhu will do the rest.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. Jai. Translation. Nanda Maharaj said, and the others said, Nanda Maharaj and the others said, we must previously have performed austerities for a very long time, worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, performed pious activities for public life, constructing public roads and wells, and also giving charity, as a result of which this boy, although faced with death, has returned to give happiness to his relatives. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj confirmed that by pious activities one can become a sadhu, so that one will be happy at home and one's children will be protected. In Shastra, there are many injunctions for karmis and jnanis, especially for karmis, by which they can become pious and happy, even in material life. According to Vedic civilization, one should perform activities for the benefit of the public, such as constructing public roads, planting trees on both sides of the roads so that people can walk in the shade, and constructing public wells so that everyone can take water without difficulty. One should perform austerity to control one's desires, and one must simultaneously worship the Supreme Person of Godhead. Thus one becomes pious, and as a result, one is happy, even in material life. Om Agyanam Timanandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksus Meditanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaitam Surito Pangor Mamamanda Materagati Mat Sarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohana. So there's so many different things here that are being presented. So I thought I'd start with a question for the class. Since there's so many nice students here, what would you like to learn today from this verse? If you could learn anything, anything at all, what would you like to learn? You're here to learn something, right? Here to make advancement? Here? Here? Fun. So if you could learn anything at all about anything, what would you? What's the best thing there is to learn? Oh, a hand, yes. About Krishna. Krishna's the best thing to learn about. That's very nice. Do you understand? You know why? That's a good answer. Because he's the Lord. Ooh, you got a lot of good answers. Thank you. Anybody else? Because I was thinking, here we are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is literary incarnation of Krishna, a desired tree of all knowledge, in front of the deities, here in Nuraman Reti, in an authorized process, hearing. So today, we should hear something that is the best thing there is to learn. Something that's good to learn is how to be free from all distress, how to turn distress into happiness. Those are little byproducts. So I thought, since here in this verse, I thought it was Nanda Maharaj, he's being rather humble here. He's saying that all this good fortune must be due to some pious activities that we performed in the past. So this is another interesting aspect of where we are now in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is Nanda Maharaj and all these others, do they have material bodies that have four defects? Is this the right answer? Is there a better answer? Can this be the wrong answer if they're free from the four defects? Are they different from their bodies? Are they their bodies? There's so many interesting phenomena that's taking place that we're observing. Perfect people. These are perfect people. Perfect. In all respects. The topmost perfect people. And we're hearing them having a discussion. And this discussion, it's kind of like inferred. He's making a suggestion. In material life, we would say, maybe this is a concoction. But here we have perfect people. So what does perfection look like? This is what we're looking at. We're looking at what perfection looks like. It's not that sometimes it says that when one is perfect, he's silent. So here they are. It says, Nanda Maharaj said. So is he silent or is he actually talking? So there's so many interesting aspects of Krishna consciousness that are being matured now in this 10th canto, where we're actually seeing perfect people talking in silence. perfect silence in the context that they're not speaking prajalpa. They're not saying anything that's not the absolute truth under the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we're getting examples of what perfect people do, how they talk, how they relate. This is a phenomenon that is not very easy. Yesha Devi Parabhaktir. And if you have faith in the spiritual master and Krishna, then how wonderful this experience is. So I was thinking in the Bhagavad Gita, that's how more or less we think nowadays. Bhagavad Gita is our thinking. Srimad Bhagavatam is our thinking. We've been reconditioned by Srila Prabhupada to replace our mental concoctions with the Shastra, Guru, and Sadhu. So in chapter 8, Obtaining Supreme, the last verse says, a person who accepts the path of devotional service, which is what we are doing, we're all accepting this path of devotional service, so does that mean I'm going to miss out on something? So Krishna is saying here, a person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft, means he's not missing anything, from the result derived from studying the Vedas. So even if you studied all the Vedas, that's included in devotional service. Performing austere sacrifices. This is coming, singing, dancing, feasting, or severe austerities. Anybody have a preference here? Okay. So, Namo Mahavananaya, Krishna Prema Pritayate, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya, Namane Guru Tse Namah. How special Lord Chaitanya's program is that you get this even more results than severe austerities. You ever see somebody performing austerities? Dry, maybe a little mean if you interrupt them or do anything. That they're really trying hard, and the result that they get is a little detachment if they're successful in the absorption of the material gross elements. But the subtle elements will catch them, generally. Giving charity. So even if you give in charity, which is very nice, isn't it? Everybody likes to receive charity and becomes happy when all of a sudden you give them something and say, oh, I could really use that. Thank you so much. So, of course, when they say thank you so much, that's a blessing that you're getting from them by performing this charity. But you get that same benefit simply by becoming a devotee, because the greatest charity is becoming a devotee. It says that if you just see a devotee with tilak, nicely looking, that it'll remind you of Krishna. And in this world, the greatest blessings come from simply remembering Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Okay. Pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. So many people, they try to understand philosophical. That's a Greek word, philosophy, and it actually meant love for truth. That at a certain point in time, many great thinkers wanted to understand what is going on here. What is the truth of what's going on in this world? So they come up with different ideas, and then they run through it with their mind until they say, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit different than that. Because Krishna is interacting with each one of us, providing us with different stimulations for our thoughts, usually because of our senses. But these are generally the jnanis, and they want to understand. But unless their heart is in the right place by the good fortune of meeting a devotee, they generally don't get the right answer. And in fact, in Sanskrit, it's called darshan, tatva darshan, to see the truth. Seers of the truth have concluded. And fruitive activities. So, of course, fruitive activities means you're doing something and you want to benefit from it. So, whatever you're doing, generally, you want to benefit from. Isn't that the way material life is? You go to work, generally, so you can make money for yourself. And even when you perform religious activities, dharma, you generally do that dharma artha. So you'll be pious. Just like in today's verse, it said, the last sentence of the purport, thus one becomes pious. In other words, he does things for others, even though it's tinged with his own desire, he's still moving in the right direction, doing something for others. And as a result, one is happy. Anybody like to be happy? Yes. Okay. Well, why not? That's our constitutional position. When we're not feeling happy, we're not in our constitutional position. Because what's the soul made out of? The soul, in contact with Krishna, is realizing his nature of Sat, Chit, Ananda. Just like I like to make things simple for me to understand. So, if you touch something that's very cold, you feel cold. If you touch something that's very hot, you feel hot. So if you touch Krishna, what do you feel? Krishna is made of Sat, Chit, Ananda. So if you touch Sat, Chit, Ananda, what do you feel? Sat, Chit, Ananda. Now, that just happens to be the nature of the soul. So that feeling of Sat, Chit, Ananda, that you're feeling Sat, Chit, Ananda, is that your feeling or is that Krishna that you're feeling? Which is it? It's your feelings. So would that be you then, right? If you're feeling it. So when you touch Krishna, you feel Sat Chit Ananda, which is the nature of the soul. So we're learning, we're realizing. What's that, 9.2? He says, this knowledge is realized practically. So you're developing another sense. We're developing a sense to perceive Krishna's happiness, Krishna's pleasure. And that's the spiritual masters giving us instructions so we can do that. So it said, if you perform pious activities, as a result, one is happy even in material conditioned life. So you're moving in that direction. But now, who thinks of Krishna's happiness? Everybody's thinking of their own happiness. I'll do this and I'll be happy. I'll give some charity and therefore I'll rejoice. Even the demons do that, right? They like, I'll give some charity because I'm a pious person. And therefore I'll rejoice. But who's thinking of Krishna's happiness? Does anybody think, oh, what will make Krishna happy today? What can I do for Krishna that will make Krishna happy? How many people think like that? We know that Radharani always is thinking about that. We know that all these inhabitants are of Vrindavan are thinking. So we can see who's thinking about Krishna's happiness. What can I do for making you happy, Krishna? Well, Krishna, you're always happy. But he's always happy because, well, that's his nature, and he's got everything under control, but he specifically enjoys what's given to him with love and devotion. So, if we go, we just read text 28 from the Bhagavad Gita. So if we went to text 9.14, and it says, Satatam Kirtanam Mam. It says, always, Satatam means always, chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worshipped me with devotion. So, some of the other groups. Because he says, I am the goal. Who's the goal? Krishna is the goal. He's the sustainer, the master. Thank you all for coming today. What was the best thing to learn about? I hope you all learned a little about Krishna today. Bye-bye. I am the goal, the sustainer, Krishna speaking, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, the most dear friend, Krishna. Krishna is our most dear friend. It's always nice to have a friend in high places, right? He's your most dear friend. I'm the creator, annihilator, and the basis of everything, the resting place, and the eternal seed. He says, And then 22, I'll just skip to text 22. It has, because we were talking about that yesterday. But those who worship me with exclusive devotion, like to get some of that? We're learning about exclusive devotion. Meditating on my transcendental form. How many different kinds of transcendental forms do we know about? Do you know of some transcendental forms that we know about? What's a transcendental form? We had the deities, meditating on the transcendental form of the deities. Looks so nice. Take some time. You can look how nicely all these wonderful flowers. Flowers, Krishna said, or Prabhupada explained, Krishna likes flowers even better than gold. Because you can give gold once and you think, I've given such so much. And then it's over. But flowers, every moment, they don't last long. Fresh flower, always giving us that opportunity to always worship. And the nice dresses and everything so nice. Meditating on my transcendental form, what other transcendental forms do we know about? Okay, those are forms. How about Nama Rupa? Ooh, Nama Rupa. Now, there's a transcendental form that's portable. Srimad Bhagavatam. You can, yes, it's Srimad Bhagavatam, literary incarnation of Krishna. So, right now, we're worshiping him with our intelligence. For those who study this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they worship me with their intelligence. So, this meditating on my transcendental form, we're always doing that. To them, I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. So what was the word? How do you say this word again? Yeah, chema. And there was some a comment on that word. I think, Pani, you wanted to make some comment on the realization you had on that word? Oh, well, and a little bit later, we're going to need a microphone mover around because that's usually my service or two or three other people that aren't here today. They must have read, I was kidding. Anyway, so in this verse here today, some of the points that we wanted to make is they were saying that maybe it's due to this, but also, because of the philosophy, we can understand you can become pious and you can be happy in this life. But specifically, Prabhupada gave us this chanting of Hare Krishna. And he says you to avoid these 10 offenses. So, which one of these 10 could we extrapolate out of this verse to help us understand even better? And we can see a usefulness of, in one sense, this material world. Here they're saying that we perform material pious activities because, as it's interesting here, the word was a Bhuta, where was it? Bhuta Suridam, because of love for the general public. So he said, because they had love for the general public, that's why they would build the roads, make the wells, do all those, plant the trees. So they're general. But will that give you Krishna prema? Doing pious activities for how long could you get pious? Would you have to do pious activities? Never can give that. So that was a hint. Anybody know which offense we're thinking about? Karma Kanda, yes, very good, Upendra. Yes, so this, so even though the Karma Kanda cannot give Krishna prema, here we're seeing it's useful in the Yoga Maya for the residents of Vrindavan to say, well, maybe it's because of this, out of their humility, out of the specific way that these perfected persons live and act and talk. Such a wonderful situation that we're actually getting a viewing of how perfect people talk to each other, what they talk about, how they live. And here they're saying, it must have been that we did some pious activities that Krishna came back to give us pleasure. Must have been. So, are they right? Are they wrong? How can we say anything like that? They're already perfect. So they're an example for us to see how even in perfected stages that one can say something. So therefore when Prabhupada asked, he was asked once, what is a Krishna conscious person? How do you tell a Krishna conscious person? You recall what he said? A perfect gentleman. So sometimes technically we can say there's tattva and there's rasa. There's the correct answer. And one devotee once told me, he had a conversation with another devotee and told this other devotee, you are so right sometimes that you're wrong. Names are withheld to protect the innocent. So this, in thinking about that, you can see that sometimes, because we understand with Brahmins specifically, their knowledge can also grow next to, can grow a weed just along with their creeper. And as opposed to thinking of transcendental senses of Krishna and pleasing the transcendental senses of Krishna, they may think that they're right. They may think that wasn't the right answer. But Prabhupada would also explain, a devotee is expert at time, place, and circumstance. And he always acts to please Krishna, please Prabhupada, and in that way, help the other devotee in his Krishna consciousness. Because there's nirmatsaranam satam, this principle of having the threefold miseries exist no longer for those who are nirmatsaranam satam. Those, that means that they have nothing else to do but to make, to have Krishna become happy by what they do. The designations are gone. They don't see people at the bodily conception of life as friends or enemies. They see everyone as eternal servants of Krishna. So, and then I was singing these two other words, avirujate and ajita jito. And avrujate, that's in the second verse of the Bhagavatam. It says, by this cultivation of Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam submissively, then Krishna is captured. Then Krishna is captured within the heart. And ajita jito means, that's 10:14:3. Verse. Well, that's a famous verse. Even though I don't know the whole verse, I get one or two words from him. But that verse, you know, Kulu Sujar Sambhava, that also, in reading about this verse, I ran across some other interesting points that when Gargacharya was called for the name-giving ceremony, there's different spiritual masters in the Brahmins, Vaishyas, Kshatriyas, and Sudras. So he was a Brahmin spiritual master, and Nanda Maharaj is a Vaishya, maybe, Kshatriya, there's different elements there. So I was thinking about that, that there's different, we have different kinds of brains, that a Brahmin's brain, they're really smart folks, and they memorize everything, they understand everything, and the different types. The Sudra, his perfection is in serving, being simple, serving, and that's enough for him perfecting, especially if he has a good master. But he learns how to perfect, just like Gandhari was celebrated as so chaste, even though her husband, he didn't do many nice things in his life, but because she was practicing serving Krishna, so the principle is there. So for myself, Kulu Sudra Sambhava, even though everybody is in Kali Yuga is born a Sudra, some are have more Sudra qualities than others as far as brain capacity and understanding things. So even for somebody like that, Krishna, he still doesn't eliminate, because he says everyone, if they're even a woman or a low class, or I forgot the verse, see, that that he can give them shelter. All we have to do is perfect the idea of serving Krishna. And that can be done with a little submission. And that word is very popular in religious traditions, how to become surrendered and service and submissive. They have a different names for it in different cultures. But that's the simple thing to do, is how to do that. Just like that famous verse, the 10:14:8 verse, the Dayabhaktate Nukampam. Almost got that one. Working on the third word, then I'll get to the fourth. It's a tongue twister. But that verse contains everything, because for those who go on suffering, their reactions to their past misdeeds, but within the core of their heart, they're always offering obeisances to Krishna, then liberation, or bhakti, as in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's pastime was revealed, that mukti pad there is actually bhakti. Understanding mukti does mean bhakti, because there really isn't mukti without bhakti, becomes his inheritance, his rightful claim, Dayabhak. So just to learn how to take every situation and apply it to Krishna, utility, we're learning that. And then, of course, Janatabhisnechana, that's the only way you can do it, because we're doing it by serving the holy name. That's our memory. That's our intelligence. That's our connection. That's our progress. That's our means. That's our end. Everything is there in the chanting of Hare Krishna, Sada Hari. So never stop chanting. That's, if it says always chant, that's the same as saying don't ever stop. So in order to do that, then one has to have a pessimistic view of this material nature. Otherwise, just like we heard from Queen Kunti this morning, how will you be able to say the name of Krishna with feelings if you're being diverted into the mentality that I will enjoy this world by opulence, I'll enjoy it by education, I'll be able to control different elements of this nature. So that's where the feeling comes. But when we see we're helplessly being tossed by the waves of the material energy constantly, and if we're not being tossed, sometimes it thinks things are nice, sometimes that's worse, because then the weeds can grow like anything with that type of fertilizer. And where will be our heartfelt emotions that Krishna, so we've been separated for so long, and now I have this opportunity to hear about you, to serve you, to serve your devotees, to serve Srila Prabhupada. Let me not be distracted again and lose such a wonderful opportunity. So that's basically what I was going to say. If there's questions or comments, Chitar, you think you, if there is any, it's in the cabinet there on the top right-hand side of it. Top right, no, in the cabinet, just put your hand in, top right, there you go. And it's got a little button on the back if there is any questions or comments. Oh well, I'll give another second or two. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, then thank you very much. All glories of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.